yoga teacher, now is the time to make a much bigger impact in the world. You're listening to The Yogipreneur, a podcast for entrepreneurial yoga teachers who want to stop the hustle and overwhelm and instead create more income, freedom, and success. I'm your host, Kelly McHugh, founder of Digital Yoga Academy, and I'm sharing business and marketing strategies to grow your community in a way that makes it easy to take action today. I believe that you have a unique message to share that your people need to hear. So let's get to it. In this training, I'm going to share three yoga marketing strategies that will fill your online courses, because I see too many yoga teachers create incredible courses and then watch them sit empty because they don't know how to market them in a way that feels authentic. Here's what most people get wrong about yoga marketing. They think that it requires a massive Instagram following or a fancy website or being salesy, and none of that is true. After working with over 20,000 yoga teachers all around the world, I can tell you that yoga marketing is actually about strategy, not reach. My name is Kelly McHugh. I'm the founder of Digital Yoga Academy. And in this training, I'm breaking down the three specific yoga marketing strategies that consistently turn interested students into paying customers. The same strategies my most successful students use to fill their courses on repeat. So let's get into it. So the first strategy is where everything really begins, and it's also where most yoga teachers unknowingly sabotage their own launches. What I see all the time is someone creating a really good online course, putting months of energy into the content, and then treating the marketing as if something that happens at the very end. They share a few posts, a couple of emails, maybe a story mention, and then a lot of confusion when the response feels flat. Now, filling your course consistently requires a different approach, one that starts much earlier and is far more intentional. And this is what I call the pre-launch conversion strategy. And it runs over roughly 60 days, not because you're promoting for 60 days, but because you're preparing your audience over that time. So across about 8 weeks of content, your job is to take people on a journey, not just inform them that your course exists. In the early phase, your content focuses on problem awareness. So you're helping your audience to really recognize the challenge that they're living with, and often in a way that they haven't been able to articulate clearly themselves. So this is where someone thinks, that's exactly what I'm dealing with, and I didn't even realize it had a name. From there, the content naturally moves into agitation, which simply means you're inviting them to reflect on the cost of staying where they are. What does it feel like to keep repeating the same pattern? What happens if another 6 months or another year passes and nothing shifts? As that awareness deepens, your content starts to create desire and vision for the future. You help people imagine what life could look like with the right support, structure, or strategy in place. More clarity, more confidence, more momentum. Whatever transformation your online course is designed to deliver. Now, at the same time, you're addressing resistance. You're speaking directly to the doubts that stop people from moving forward. Doubts around time, money, readiness, or past experiences that didn't work out. You're not dismissing those concerns or trying to overpower them. You're meeting them with understanding and perspective. This naturally leads into shifting limiting beliefs, which is a critical part of ethical, effective marketing. Beliefs about whether they are capable, whether this will work for them, whether they're allowed to want more. When people feel seen in these moments, trust deepens quickly. Now, only after all of this groundwork is in place do you introduce your methodology. You talk about how you help people move from where they are now to where they want to be. And you explain your approach, your structure, your way of doing things, not as a pitch, but as a logical next step in a conversation that's already been unfolding. By the time that your course is mentioned, it doesn't feel sudden or uncomfortable. It feels like the obvious place to go next. And that's why this approach fills courses far more reliably than announcing an offer and hoping that people will be ready. The second strategy is about where you focus your attention once the relationship with your audience is being built. Now, if you want yoga marketing that supports you long term, email has to be a priority. Social media is useful for visibility, but it's not where commitment happens. Email is where trust is built quietly and consistently over time. Now, when someone joins your email list, they're choosing to hear from you, and that changes the dynamic completely. But this only works when your list is built intentionally, not just quickly. Now, once you know the topic of your online course, your opt-in freebie should be designed to naturally and seamlessly lead into your paid course. It shouldn't be general or vague. It should speak directly to the specific problem that your course is designed to solve. Now, a strong freebie gives someone a meaningful, quick win. It helps them feel progress and it builds confidence that with your guidance, it's worth paying attention to. It also quietly qualifies them, because the people who resonate with that freebie are far more likely to be the right fit for your online course. This requires understanding your audience deeply, knowing what they're struggling with, what they've already tried, and what they're hoping will finally change. Now, when your freebie is aligned, the emails that follow don't feel salesy or forced. They feel like a continuation of a conversation that's already started. So as you move closer to launching your course, email also supports what we call a conversion event, something like a webinar or a masterclass that people opt into intentionally. This creates a focused moment where your audience can go deeper, ask questions, and really decide whether your course is the right next step for them. When email is used in this way, yoga marketing stops feeling scattered and reactive. You're not chasing attention or relying on constant posting. You're simply guiding people through a clear, supportive process that leads naturally into your online course. The third strategy is about how you build trust in the current online landscape, because this part of yoga marketing has shifted significantly over the last few years. So what's happening right now is a change in who people listen to when they're deciding whether to join your course or to work with you. It's no longer your sales page or even your marketing copy that carries the most weight. It's the voices of the people who have already been inside your world. So trust online is lower than it used to be. People are more cautious, more discerning, and far more aware of marketing language. Before they commit to anything, they're looking for reassurance that someone like them has already gone first and had a positive experience. So they want to see that a real person felt supported, understood, and guided through your process. This is why social proof now plays such a central role in decision making, especially in online education. And when I say proof, I don't mean polished testimonials on a sales page. I'm talking about screenshots, shared stories, honest reflections, casual messages, and everyday wins. These moments influence decisions far more than anything that you could say about the course yourself. This is where showcasing transformation becomes essential. So instead of only highlighting what's inside your course, you're finding creative ways to amplify your students' voices. What they say, what they share, what they reflect on, and even what they mention casually now carries enormous weight. So this fits beautifully into the pre-launch process we talked about earlier. For example, when you're creating content around desire and future vision, you might share a student's story that shows what life looked like on the other side of the work. When addressing limiting beliefs, you might highlight a student who had the same doubts that your audience has and moved through them. when you're speaking to resistance, you can share a clip of reflection from someone who didn't think that they had the time or the confidence or the capacity, but found a way through because of the structure and support inside your course. So these stories don't just belong in the build-up. They matter during the launch and especially during conversion events where people are making active decisions. So a great example of this is what we do inside our Freedom Immersion, which is our launch event for the Profitable Yoga Teacher Program. We dedicate an entire day to what we call a Profitable Yogi Takeover, where I interview graduates and invite them to share their experiences, their challenges, and their financial results. And what's powerful about this is the range of journeys that are represented. We have teachers who are just starting out and have had a $10,000 launch for their last course. And we also have teachers who have launched and then relaunched and relaunched and gone on to have huge financial wins, such as Danny, who made $174,000. From her online course. So this allows prospective students to see that there isn't one type of teacher who this works out for. They hear from people with young children, with limited time, with the same constraints that they're currently navigating. And they see that success doesn't require perfect conditions, but the right structure, accountability, and guidance to get them to the finish line. So when people hear these stories directly from your students, trust builds naturally. You're no longer trying to convince anyone of anything. You're simply creating space for your community to speak in their own words and in their own way. And you can get very creative with how you do this. It might be a message someone sent you, a comment they left, a reflection that they shared in a class or a module, or a short clip from a conversation you had with them. The more human and unfiltered it is, the more powerful it becomes. And when your audience sees themselves reflected in your students, decision-making becomes easier. They're not imagining a hypothetical outcome. They're seeing proof that someone like them has already walked the path and come out the other side. And that's when marketing stops feeling performative and starts feeling deeply relational. So now you know the three yoga marketing strategies that will fill your online course, the content that nurtures over 8 weeks, how to prioritize email over social media, and how to showcase transformation instead of features. And speaking of email, once you start building your email list, you need a system to turn those subscribers into paying students. And that's exactly what I teach inside my course called Substasold. It's a simple system that shows you how to create a 3-day freebie funnel, set up your email software without the tech overwhelm, and develop a weekly email rhythm that softly sells your offers. It includes templates and even a custom AI tool that writes your emails for you. So I've helped thousands of yoga teachers go from having subscribers who never buy to having an email list that consistently generates sales. And when you're ready, the link is in the description, and I hope to see you there. You've been listening to the Yogipreneur podcast, brought to you by Digital Yoga Academy, the leader in business and marketing education for yoga teachers worldwide. And if you loved what you learned today, please subscribe, rate, and give us a review. And remember that learning is nothing without taking action.